KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for occasional light rain or drizzle today and a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Authorities in Montgomery County are investigating numerous incidents of theft. Officials of the Red Oak Police Department say a little more than a half a dozen complaints have been received from residents of the community with regard to vehicles being broken into and items stolen from inside those vehicles. One of the residents reported yesterday that two of her vehicles had been broken into, and while that incident was under investigation, six other residents filed complaints about vehicle thefts. Authorities say they later received a call from a resident near Griswold who observed a black and gray plastic box on the Nishnabotna Bridge north of Red Oak on Highway 48. Several items in the box were found to have been taken from one of the burglarized vehicles in Red Oak. Those items are being examined to see if they can reveal any evidence of who may have committed the crime. Anyone with information into the thefts is urged to call the Red Oak Police Department at 712-623-6500 or Crime Stoppers at 800-432-1001. News time is 7:07.
Once upon a time, there were three bears.
Papa Bear,
Mama Bear,
and Baby Bear.
Pa, wake up.
What is it, Ma? You're supposed to be sleeping.
I was, but I was just thinking.
You woke me up because you were thinking?
Well, just listen to me. With our new addition, we're going to need some updating done to our cave, including the plumbing.
Then, one day, this boy came to the door.
So, you need to have some plumbing done.
Oh, you again?
Again? May I suggest you call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. They also specialize in new and remodeled plumbing, as well as sewer and line repair. Plus, they always offer prompt, courteous service at competitive prices.
You know, Pa, they did do good work on our heating system.
For all your plumbing needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, 243-2260.
Can we go back to sleep now? It's way too soon to be awake.
A new addition? Cool beans. I'm going to be a big sister.
A boil advisory for the city of Council Bluffs will run through at least noon today, according to a waterworks official. The advisory was put into effect for Council Bluffs and a handful of communities which are served by its water system early Wednesday morning, following a break in a 24-inch water main on the city's east side. Waterworks Director Doug Drummy told the Council Bluffs Nonpareil that water samples taken from the system are being checked at the plant's laboratory for any dangerous pathogens or disease-carrying organisms. The water main break created a huge hole, which officials estimated was about 50 feet wide. Drummy said anywhere from 2 to 3 million gallons of water poured out of the system in the hour immediately following the incident. He told the paper it was the biggest main break he's seen in his career. And while the incident happened on the city's east side at 9th Street and Avenue E, residents throughout the west end of Council Bluffs lost water pressure. Crews were able to isolate the pipe by 4 a.m. and water service was returned to normal pressure by later in the day on Wednesday. However, because of the drop in water pressure, Drummy said it was possible that pathogens or disease-carrying organisms could have seeped into the water system. And because of that possibility, the city has advised its residents not to drink water or use it during food preparation. If using water for either purpose, it needs to be boiled first. Let it come to a full boil and remain that way for at least 1 minute before cooling if used as drinking water or for brushing your teeth. And health officials say that because it's flu season, people should continue to wash their hands and dry them completely. If you're unable to pre-boil hand wash water, wash your hands as usual with soap and warm water for 20 seconds, dry your hands, and then use a hand sanitizer. Restaurants and convenience stores in Council Bluffs that use city water for cooking for coffee or pop or ice machines have been told not to use that water in their operations. Once the boil advisory is lifted, equipment will need to be cleaned. The city website at councilbluffs-ia.gov has instructions for cleaning commercial ice makers to tips for commercial establishments after the ban is lifted. And the city has left it up to individual restaurants to make the decision about remaining open. Anyone with questions about the water advisory is asked to call 712-328-4672. Well, a trial for two Nebraska residents charged in connection with an arson fire in Atlantic in December of 2010 has been delayed until March. According to online court records, 27-year-old William Cotter of Omaha faces a felony first-degree arson charge and six felony charges of attempt to commit murder. His wife, 29-year-old Elizabeth Cotter, also of Omaha, faces a felony first-degree arson charge. All charges stem from a December 2010 residential fire at 601 East 6th Street in Atlantic. The homeowners, Myron and Jolynn Gill, along with one of their adult children and three juveniles, were in the home at the time, but all escaped without injury. Investigators determined gasoline was splashed across the front door and porch of the house and then set aflame. Complaints and affidavits filed in coordination with the arrest of William and Elizabeth Cotter said prior to the fire, William had made several harassing phone calls, threatened physical harm and death to the Gill family. Cell phone records also showed the Cotters had traveled to Iowa from Omaha the night of the fire and that Elizabeth Cotter was seen purchasing gasoline at an Atlantic gas station on December 14th of 2010. Both have pled not guilty to the arson charges. Their trials were have to begun on Tuesday. But earlier in the week, Judge Jeffrey Larson agreed to extend the pretrial conferences until February 25th, with both trials slated for March 26th. The couple remains free on bond. William Cotter had also been charged with making terrorist threats, but instead he pled guilty to a reduced charge of first-degree harassment. News time is 7:12.